This year's solar measure mirrors some elements of a controversial bill that failed in the final hours of the 2018 session. That bill could have, among other things, reduced the credit solar customers receive when they sell their excess power back to utility companies. Utilities argue the current system is unfair because they have to absorb the cost for transmission lines and maintenance. Solar advocates view the efforts as an attempt to force solar customers to subsidize monopoly utilities. This time, bill sponsor Brandon Smith, a Republican from Hazard, says he tried to bring the two sides together.
What I'd hope to do is to couple it more with the utilities so there's not this adversarial relationship, because we have to have the grid in order to make it work. Solar on your home, if you're standalone, is great, but if you want to mesh back in the system, we need the utilities.
But fans of solar say SB 100 does not address any of their fundamental concerns. In a press release, the Kentucky Solar Industries Association said the bill might mean solar homeowners are credited, quote, as little as 3 cents per kilowatt hour for energy they generate in the morning, and then forced to pay 10 cents in the evening to buy that power back. The bill has yet to be heard in committee. In Frankfurt, I'm Josh James reporting.